This is No Big Spandex episode 164 for Tuesday, March 19th, 2013. Harmony and Discord.
Honestly, there's not a lot to say about this episode other than just, you know, sitting here for 5 minutes and tearing into Emma and Troy for their colossal failures at everything.
Oh wow. I thought I was on the Megaforce train, y'all. Y'all know me.
After episode like 2 and 3, I thought we were chugging along. It was go time. It's like, okay, this isn't going to be a great season, but it's, you know, it's
serviceable. It's all right. It's good. It's high.
You know,
it's a season.
It's a Rangers, so we can build on that.
And then this happened.
They've kind of fallen into form of just showing us the Ghost Ager episode while telling us how awesome their characters are without ever actually showing us awesome characters. Okay. You know?
We start off in the forest.
Okay. Again, and why do they, like, put prosthetics on Troy's face or something? Because he looks like he's wearing a mask.
I know.
Or something. Like, is this their new Red Ranger thing? Is Red Ranger has to look like he's a damn mannequin?
I don't know what's up. Like, I really, and I don't want to blame it on the actor. I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt, but yeah, it was very waxing. It what like Jaden is looking really animated.
he somehow managed to look both dried out and shiny at the same time. I don't know how you do that. It's very strange. Like, the makeup gun is on whore, and I don't appreciate, you know, he's a pretty lady, but it doesn't really work. It doesn't really scream heroic leader to me.
I don't know. I don't get what their idea is for him. I don't get what their vision is for him, because if they're thinking that, hey, why don't you just stand up and look pretty and never show any emotion is a good leader, then we need to fix that. You can still look pretty, but have some facial expressions. That'd be great.
Show that you're a human. That would be a good idea. That would be good. Yeah. I don't get what they're going for either with the character, and I feel like they've done no work to really tell us anything about him. And it's the sixth episode, and it's like, on the one hand, like, I'm kind of torn just because I don't think that every season needs to have a Red Ranger that's, like, super, like, in your face all the time. But this is, like, a weird sort of inversion of that where he's nobody.
It doesn't seem like he even wants to be there. Like, get this man some Zoloft. Come on. Like, his only job there is to stand there and, like, look concerned or pensive, and he still comes off as bored. I don't know how you do that.
Oh, yeah, really,
because he, this is what it is, right? They're in the forest. She's biking again.
That's all she does.
He's jogging again.
That's all he does.
and then, you know, she has on her music, and if he sees her bike by, and he's like, oh, hey, Emma, wait up. And she's like, forget this. I'm driving away from him. She even know. And they finally catch, or he catches up to her or something, and he is hearing some songs, some tunes.
And let's be real, she heard him, and she just kept going.
Exactly.
Come on. Yeah. We know what's up.
Oh God, I know who that is. Speed up.
Oh crap! It's that new kid again. He's bothering me.
God
damn it.
Yeah, basically. And
then Princess Shayla breaks out.
Each day when the sun rises.
With her magical ability to make flowers bloom.
Yes, out of nowhere. Like, what is that?
Oh
What
my
is
gosh,
that?
because I was thinking like, oh, okay, it's some quote unquote special effect, like it's not actually happening. But then later in the show, it actually ha it's the solution. What?
I would be concerned. I'd be like, what am I doing? How did I do that?
And
Are
she
you even
creates
seeing
life,
this?
her voice.
And here's the thing though, here's the thing. How on earth we get introduced, right, to her A singing? Okay, fine, it's a nice singing voice. And yes, she talks about her mother and how her mom used to sing to her and blah blah blah. Okay, a little moment. But how on earth do we get to be introduced to her magical power of making things bloom by her singing voice and nothing is said? Nothing is said. It's just normal.
They
They're just
just
standing there
yeah.
like it's a normal thing. Like it's just a
They're
Tuesday.
fixing you a nice ham sandwich right here, okay? That's all the ham you need. Look at my flower blooming ability.
Don't you think that would be something? Oh, I don't know. A plot point to talk about? I'm singing and these flowers are blooming and hello, Troy, say something. No, oh, look, we're gonna be late for school. What?
Well, that's the hilarious thing because she is like having this little moment, I feel like, this heartfelt little moment, like, oh, this all reminds me of my mother, you know, where you could think maybe like her mother's dead or whatever. And then his reaction is, yeah. So we need to get to school, right?
Yeah,
You know, it's just sort of like,
we
wow.
gotta get to our school that doesn't start until noon. Come on, let's go.
He's just like,
They have a lot of free time. Like
I
bright
mean,
day, a lot of free time. Whatevs.
I can't. I don't know where they think that, hey, this is not something good to talk about right here. Like, come on. And it has to do with the ending of the episode. What? Say, like, whoa, I didn't know I could do that. Or, whoa, what's that? Or something. Acknowledge it. Not just like, hey, it's normal. Oh, okay. I'm good. I'm straight. Because, I mean, hello, if I'm an environmentalist and I want to make things grow all the time, I'll be, what? I could, what?
Seriously.
I'd be traveling all the world. I'll just be singing.
Yeah, just say go to Africa or wherever the hell.
Exactly. Well, yeah, to be honest, those things where that sort of stuff happens, it's a very Sentai thing to do, where
Well,
they
that's
just
the problem.
magically have this ability and we never talk about it, because it's there for, you know, like punctuation to really drive home the point. And it's just utter cheese.
And it doesn't belong anywhere in this. I don't
True.
understand that. Like, this is not Sentai. Like, you explain crap, okay? Like,
Yeah.
you don't just throw stuff. Ugh. That's annoying.
Well, at least they were utilizing their very original, never before done concept of having an Asian Pink Ranger that likes to sing.
Yeah.
I've never seen them do that in a couple of months.
Right. Just a few months ago, he did this. And that, like, shockingly, that was a better episode.
Yes!
Yeah,
Her,
it
with
was.
her and
It
her
was.
crazy brother,
It
I
was.
kind of enjoyed that
It
episode.
was. I cannot believe the words that are coming out of my mouth are saying that Samurai did it better. I
Did it
can't.
better.
I
They
can't.
did.
There was an actual story,
Yeah.
plot, conclusion,
And the
and a catchy
singing
tune.
was, yes, it was integrated well. Like,
Wow.
I can't even believe it. Because Mia, I mean, come on, Mia.
Exactly. Exactly.
What is that character? But in that episode, like,
That was
it
the
was
one
good.
episode where we saw her do something besides cook.
Yes.
It was okay.
Oh, my word, my word. And meanwhile,
Yes,
Okay,
Grace. I admit, I liked the monster.
you're an idiot.
I did.
Okay.
I liked the fact that he was stupid and everybody around him was fully conscious of the fact that he was stupid. I really enjoyed that.
There was one brief moment where he's rocking out or whatever on the ship, and the dialogue for the general or whatever he is called is like, oh, it's so horrible, but actually his physical movements was he's clapping along. So
Oh.
it's just like, what? Why are you why are
Well,
you clapping along if you think it's awful? I guess. Okay.
because Gloria Estefan was right, Tristan. Eventually, the rhythm will get you. That's just how it goes. That's just how it
I
goes,
thought you were
okay?
gonna say he'll turn the beat around, but okay.
Or
Sorry.
that. That
Okay.
too. That's just how it goes, okay? You Rangers make me mad, waking me up with a rap that bad. I love it.
Kill me.
I love rhyming monsters. I love them. I just
I
do.
don't mind me a musical monster, but I really didn't like him. really.
There was a good one in Ninja Storm too. The one where Tori had a twin, the tw evil twin. That monster rap. I love that monster.
That was great. But
I
see
love
that.
the rhyming monsters.
But
I don't.
see, the randomness of the rhyming monster was cool because it was just like a thing that was just thrown into this episode that had nothing to do with it. I like that. I like the randomness of that. This, I just, why is this person here? Why is this episode happening? Does it matter at all?
And what's Vrak's name? Is it Vrak or Vrak? Because I can't keep track.
They've said it both ways.
I think it.
Vrak, Vrak, Tensu, Tenso.
I think it's some people letting their New Zealand get in the way and not being able to be consistent.
I don't know.
Possibly.
I guess Vrock is more common. I think it probably sounds better. But whatever.
Tensu! Yeah.
Robot.
Yeah. But yeah, they're, I mean, the thing is with this monster is that, yes, they, none of them, everybody thought he was on crack, right? But yet, the guy's like, well, let's see what he can do. He's very capable now, even though he's an idiot.
Hey, don't knock it, because you just described the plot of every single Ninja Storm episode. So don't
Point.
knock it.
You know, but at least listen, Ninja Storm was not like the best ever, but like at least we kind of knew what to expect from those idiots after a certain point.
There was personality.
Yes,
Even if
like
you didn't like the personality, it was very much there.
yeah, them being dumb was actually kind of intentional, whereas here it's
You
the
don't know what you're getting.
writers
You
kind of like,
come on. You don't know what
yeah,
you're gonna get. Okay.
you know, just like a box of chocolates.
You roll the dice.
You never know what you're gonna get. Yeah.
Yes. So, here's the thing. This episode also has another case of what plagued samurai so much, which was we're going to do something because that's how they did it in the Sentai, and we're not going to bother explaining it very well. If at all. At least they did it here. They didn't do it well, but they sort of kind of tried, because once again, we're met with the fact that they've done nothing to explain the elements, like why the air, the water, the earth, why each group is each group, or what have you. Because the reason why pink and red are supposed to be the most affected is because they have the air power. And so the attack via the audio form is going to affect them more because they're hypersensitive to it. Here, they just say, yeah, Mia and Troy were not Mia.
Mia and Troy.
Emma and Troy were closer to the monster when he
Right. They
first
were closer.
attacked.
Even though, yeah, way out there in the forest,
Yeah.
they're
It's they were
right.
closer.
Okay,
Because
it
the
could be
forest
true.
true.
is right across the street from the civilization.
Okay, that's, to be fair, that is possible.
That
Maybe it's the
is
outskirts
possible.
of the city, like right
Remember
next to it.
in Mystic Force when they would walk across the street from the Rockporium to the evil enchanted forest every episode? It happens. It happens, you know?
No, they
It's fine. It's
didn't.
the street. It's right on
They,
the street.
no. They touch the tree and then they go through the root
And the tree
to the
was.
magical universe or whatever the
Oh boy. Okay. So here's the thing, right? I didn't quite not sort of kind of mind. That okay, fine. They were closer to it. They heard it loudest, so it would affect them. Okay, I'll give them a pass. That didn't get to, it's what happened after with the subsequent events that
What?
were just ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It was
To be
just like,
fair, though, couldn't they have like spent like 1 minute having Troy and Emma get the call first, show up to fight the monster, like fight him really close, he blasts them, and then when the others show up, they say, "Don't get close to him!" And then that's it. You could have told the same story,
yeah, you
and
could
it would
have.
have been a bit more believable, you know?
You could have.
How much, I mean, that would have taken like how much original footage to do that? Like just a tiny, teeny, tiny bit.
But you know, you have to get the scene where she's singing and the flowers are blooming.
I think it's gotten to the point where like friggin' the mentors are so worthless that okay, the morpher rings, Gia picks it up, and you don't even have to say anything, and they just go, "Okay, let's go." Boom. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
What is the point of friggin' I Know Zordon Guy and Wall-E?
Yeah,
It really
didn't.
feels like they're intentionally avoiding it now. I don't know why exactly, but people keep saying like, "Oh, we have to save on the CGI budget," which I guess is true. I mean, I just imagine replay footage. I'm just circling the floor or whatever, doing something stupid. Like, I feel
But
like they
they,
just don't want to go to the base for some reason.
but Tensu, so whatever, has been shown more now than the wall mount. Wall mount is easy. He's a, it's the wall mount and LEDs. Why don't you just show him talking? Like, I don't, or have him talk.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
And that's cheap.
That's
You don't even
cheap. Yeah,
need,
for
yeah.
real. It's already
You don't even
built.
need to film anything. Like, you already got the shots. Just zoom in
Mm-hmm.
on his freaking face.
And glow. That's it.
Yeah, like, you're done. I don't think they want to.
Yeah, I just like why are the Rangers banned from their command center? What
I
did they do? Okay, do you think that they're going to go to the command center again before or after whatever episode Bulk and Spike finally interacted with one of the Samurai Rangers? What's gonna happen? What's first?
I'm sure they'll do it for something. I mean,
Who
especially
wins
when
that
what's his
race?
face? When what's his face shows up, they have to because they're probably going to emulate Mighty Morphin and be like, "Who is this new guy? Zordon? Wait, what's your name?
Who is this?
Whatever."
Why couldn't Tommy have been Robo Knight?
I knew Tommy when he was.
I met Tommy
I am his father.
that
It is
one
me.
time. We had a reunion. It was crazy. Okay. Okay. We talked about Zordon and how Andros is such a
Oh, those long-haired ones. Those
Yeah.
long-haired rangers. I don't. I don't mind. Again, like, I mean, you don't. I mean, yes, having Gosei not be, well, practically be non-existent, right? That is annoying. But if you don't go there every episode, I don't mind that either. You know, I
No, I
think
don't
it
either.
takes out the what you call it, something that you do all the time. What's it called? What's the word? Oh gosh.
Monotony.
Thank you. it takes out the monotony in each episode. That's fine. But all he is summon mecha swords.
Yeah.
Summon mecha sword. Summon battle gear. Summon toilet tissue. Like, I don't, like, come on.
It's a weird thing because, like, in Samurai, like, I had a huge problem with Mentor. But the thing about it was, like, my problem with him was that he was useless and that he was not a character. He was just a guy who comes in and says, "You have to stop this bad guy," when it was pretty obvious they had to stop him in the first place. So what was,
Right.
the point? But the thing is, all they had to do was make him a character. Then I would be fine with him being there. Like, So the answer to the mentor-mentor problem is not to just have the mentor not be there at all, you know. It's to make him important and interesting. And I feel like they haven't done that. And it is weird. And I agree completely. Like, we don't need to go there every week. But at some point, after you name drop Zordon and after you do all of these things, it was summoned, da da da, random things that nobody has talked about ever. At some point, I expect to have him talk about himself or do something character-like. And okay, we're on episode 7 now.
Is it
When
seven or six?
well, this is 6.
Mm.
So I'm saying, when are we going to take care of that ever? I mean, there's only
Yeah.
so much of, you know, Mr. Burley that we can
Yeah, him liking the actual song. What's wrong with him and Apu? Like,
I
what?
mean, it's supposed to be a lame, like, you know, Power Rangers joke, but it just seemed weird because, I mean, it was just noise. You
Yeah.
know, maybe if you made it something that was passable as music, maybe I would laugh a little, even if it was awful.
I mean, they should have played some Justin Bieber, yo. Like,
Beaver Fever?
they're like, no! And then he's like, hey, I like these new tunes. You know, something. I don't know. Something where it's actually where you can actually laugh instead of being like, what? Like, really? This is No, it's not funny. This is
I
not.
think it's okay. I mean, if they had stopped with Burly and did something else or didn't bother with the brain freeze guy, maybe I'd been okay with, I don't know, somehow with both of them doing it and just like stock comedy stuff. It's like I will say I did like Gia yelling at people to turn it down and then immediately turning on the charm and
She's like,
be
thank
like,
you.
thank you.
Yeah.
Saving grace. Because really, after dinner, they fight the monster, yada yada, woo woo, bloop bloop bloop. And you got pink and red being affected. They're so sensitive. And then in comes in the school, in comes in the guys. Some people call them gangster boys. I call them from the mean streets.
B-boys from the
From the
mean
mean streets
B-boys.
of Harwood County. They're playing their tunes on their
Yes.
boombox. And he's like,
Seven-year-old
could you turn
gangsters.
that down? Thank you. And they're all like smiling, like, oh, she talked to me. It's awesome.
Like that they got actors that seriously look ridiculous. Some people were saying like, oh, they don't look like high schoolers. Well, actually, I think they do look like young high schoolers. The problem is that
Everybody's always
nobody
looking so
else
old,
does.
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You've got 25-year-olds who are like
Playing
like
14-year-olds.
sophomores and yeah, exactly. Like, so when you get
Aww.
an actual high school age person, he looks 7 in comparison. But oh well. That's how they roll in this high school, apparently.
Don't mess with homeboy.
Right.
No, right. It's
Come
yeah.
on.
So
We'll
that
steal
was
your Pokemon cards.
Uh-oh.
your wizard cards,
Yeah.
the
Oh.
magic cards. There you go, Magic the Gathering. Ooh.
Oh, snap.
Hey, that was hot when I was a kid. You don't mess with the Magic the Gathering.
Middle school. Those were the days. Those were
Gonna
the days.
tap some mana.
But it's
That is
just
it.
my thing here, like when we get up to the solution, right? You have pink and red being all affected. They're like, I gotta get away from this noise. I gotta go far, far away. And all this other stuff. Okay, fine. Let them have their little peace and quiet. And the rest of them go and fight the guy because, oh, wait a minute. I completely forgot. Rack slash rock. Is
Right.
now the manager for this school.
Hey, that again is Ghost Age style right there. He did the exact same thing. He said, "I'll be your manager."
I
I
think
enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
I think the only thing that amuses me about it is that it feels like he was humoring him. Like Rock was smarter than him and just sort of telling him what he needs to be told in order to get the job done.
Right.
It's like, oh sure, I'll be your manager, idiot. Just do what, just do it. Just get it done.
It's like, I'll broadcast you around the world. Oh, and oh, Lord have
Yes.
mercy. Let's just talk. Let's just break this down for a sec. These little montages of
Oh my
around the
God.
world.
Oh,
Let's break
wow.
this down.
Hey.
We are the world.
First of all, I love my Japanese in London. I thought that was very nice.
Hey.
Sentai. I appreciate my French people with their little French flag, because you gotta know it's France with the Eiffel
Right,
Tower,
right.
an old French
Hey, to
flag.
be extremely obvious.
Hey, the people in London were that was original footage.
Yeah,
That's
that
what
was
I mean.
actually.
No, that's what I mean. I
I
just
love the
like
pip pip cheerio.
the pip pip cheerio Japanese people in London. I love it.
Sweep your chimney.
Arigato, chimney. Then, let me see what else. There was
The African children.
the
They're, yep.
African children.
The villagers.
The African children.
Lisa, were those white people in blackface? You sure this time?
I'm pretty sure.
I feel
Okay, just
like,
checking. Pretty sure. Yeah, right. And then,
I feel
oh,
like
and
the Londoners were in whiteface, to be honest. I mean, if you just look at their makeup, I don't know what was going on with that. That was weird.
did they have like bad fake teeth in or anything? Spotty!
Even for Omega Force, I think that's a little too too
Now,
stereotypical.
Governor!
And then the guys in, what is it? I guess Saudi Arabia or whatever, Afghanistan, wherever stan,
Middle East.
Middle
Well, no, I don't know.
East.
Actually, Egypt. Yeah, that's
No,
Egypt.
was it Egypt?
Yeah,
Were there camels?
I think there were
there was
pyramids.
pyramids and the Sphinx, like
Oh.
all just magically, perfectly together.
Yes. All of the landmarks are right next to each other. That's how it
Oh
works.
my word.
Yes, just everything is.
It
And we cut to New
was.
York too.
It's just so. I mean, come on, you guys. Like, really? This is why we spent an episode.
We have the footage. We can't not use it.
It's so bad.
Is so bad. This is so bad. I can't right now. Like,
But
how.
just think of how powerful this monster must be if he can affect the whole world.
I couldn't just use like a generic like shot of Earth that they've done before and just have the wave go over the Earth or something. Like instead of these awful stereotypes.
We have the footage, we have to use it.
And
It's
then yeah, and
terrible.
it was pretty lengthy. Like it wasn't just like,
Oh my
okay,
God,
5 seconds.
yeah.
It was a bit. And I'm like, really? I do not care how many ethnic groups you want to offend. Just
Seriously.
get on with the plot of this episode. Like, really, this is not happening.
God, like I was expecting them to go to Rainbow's End for a second.
Hey,
Hey.
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 That would have been funny, right? Like, some gay peeps in the club. Oh no! Oh
Right.
no! My Logan
Yes,
is off, but
sweet.
oh
Come back to the Sheba house. Team up.
Oh God. God.
So yeah, I can't right now. I can't. And but yes, the rest of the team, they go to try to stop him. Vrak was like, I'm gonna stop
No,
you.
you didn't.
What's up, what's up? And
And I'm in my blue armor because
yes, and this
that's
protects
just.
me from the horribleness of the sounds. And yeah.
Inconsistent armor usage.
Right. So
Well,
next week, when he shows up again in that, we won't even.
I said that they probably just picked a random scene for that last episode without even caring about the armor. I stand by that.
I just don't understand. Why don't you explain yourself? It's just so lame.
What I heard was that this episode, and I don't know because I was skimming through Ranger Board, but I heard that this episode was added in late. This was just.
Well, yeah, I heard that too, and it does make sense because this is so far, I believe, looking at the entire list, the only episode that, as far as which footage from Ghost Age are used, is out of order.
Okay.
Like, this is episode 4 of Ghost Age.
I see.
So, and there's literally nothing consequential in this episode either way. You know, they didn't use any of their new Zords.
Right. They didn't introduce nothing.
So it could have easily have been a case of, oh, we got 19 episodes filmed. We need to find one more to shove in there. Let's find one we haven't adapted yet and jam it in there. So, I mean, I buy that, but I also still think, outside of that, that the next time we see Vrak, he's still going to be in this original armor. Like, I still think that footage from last week was they were just pulling random footage of him. Him down on Earth while the girls are showing some semblance of teamwork.
I see.
I think it's still going to be inconsistent, no matter what.
Probably. We'll
That's
see if
just
they
weird to
mention
me.
anything or not. Just because wouldn't you think that they would mention it for the one that is out of place, like
Well,
the
that's what I'm
footage that
saying.
is out of place than the one that's not? It doesn't make any sense to me.
That's what I'm saying is I think some people that were working on it weren't even aware that there was an inconsistency that they would or that they would need to explain it because they just picked random footage.
I see.
They didn't
No,
think.
I
Like, I
mean,
mean, like,
I
I
think they
think.
were aware.
No, I mean, I think that when it comes time for them to bring in the second group of villains, they'll make mention of it there. But they'll pretend the other episode last week, like the fact that he was already in that armor there, never happened. They won't ever mention.
I don't know. That would make that an incredibly huge mistake.
Yeah, they've already made a couple of huge mistakes in the of
No,
pulling
but
six.
I mean, that would be so big to me that I would have a hard time believing that. Because to me, that is just total incompetence.
Yeah, we saw that in the episode with Noah where they couldn't decide if they destroyed the monster or not, or then he went ran away and then he came back and they re-destroyed the monster and ignored him running off. Remember that? That was pretty big.
That was pretty bad.
It was, but see, that's like an editing thing to me. Like,
So is
whereas this
this.
is not even
So is
no,
this.
no,
This
is not.
is, let's pick some quick random Sentai footage to start the episode from an episode we're probably not going to adapt.
No,
Bam!
but
There it is.
what I'm saying is the writer actually had to make a conscious decision to use this and stick it in and say and put lines in it. You know what I mean? A writer had to specifically choose this, whereas with the crap with the, oh, I'm gonna make my monster grow, I could easily imagine in the writer's mind, the editor is going to frankly do their job and cut out the parts where it looks like they're just in the wrong spot.
Okay.
They're both big mistakes and just really bad, but I'm just saying, I don't necessarily blame the writer for the weird make my monster grow thing. Whereas this, if this was actually really just a mistake, then it's still a glaringly stupid mistake.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean, if it happens, not a well, it's terrible, but
They all still can't keep the clothes consistent from scene to scene either, so I don't trust them on anything, so.
That's true.
But
Well,
yeah,
let's
so.
get to our how they overcome the monster.
Because Troy had a brainstorm when he saw some flowers. What could it be? What could Troy's brilliant plan be? Huh? Anybody know?
Fight music with music.
Oh no!
Let's fight amplified music that's been broadcasted all over the world to an unamplified girl singing a cappella where random music just comes out of nowhere.
Right. When she sings, a band apparently
In addition to her flower blooming powers, she could also make band music appear.
And like project across the planet.
So that's pretty powerful.
And also, Troy uses a card, which I'm not quite sure. I guess that is that to amplify the. I was kind of confused on what he was doing. Like, is the idea is that he's carrying the music on the wind?
Yes.
Even though that is illogical, that cannot happen. You can't just have, I'm singing. Let's have a fan near me. No, that does not happen. I don't think. I think he was trying to blow the flowers.
Why?
Clog the machine?
Clog up the machine. The satellite and
obviously
the monster.
Oh, of course,
the flowers are magical.
Yes, magic flowers, you know.
Part of the reason I asked though is like, if I had never seen Gossager, I would think that everybody has that card and he was just the one to use it, or maybe he's the only one that has that card. But the reality is that in Gossager, it's the pink and red that have that card because it's a wind-based power. And I feel like because they've downplayed it so much, it's sort of a thing where everything is really vague. I guess it doesn't matter so much if you're not focused on it. But since every once in a while I feel like they kind of do, it's awkward because they haven't explained that.
Yeah, like the only time they've ever really mentioned their individual elemental powers is when they get new Zords and when they use the blaster. That's it, really.
Right. And I almost feel no connection there, even. Like, oh, they're getting the Land Brothers because they're the land people. Well, no, I mean, they come out so quick. And they're here and gone so fast. Like, I don't even have time to think about that stuff. Or any of the stuff. And it's like, because, the idea, right, is that this episode was a random thing that they inserted, so it doesn't necessarily affect anything. But I kind of feel that way about the last three episodes. Like, if you just took, you could rearrange them, and it wouldn't necessarily change how you view any of the later episodes. Like, it's just whatever's happening is happening. And
yeah, I think that's what we've been saying in general, is that Gossager is a season that, like, not a lot really happens. Like, there's three or four big events, but in between those big events there's eight or nine episodes where not a lot happens. It's just pretty much Monster of the Week stuff. So it would be incredibly easy for Megaforce to come in here and develop these characters, give us a little bit here and there, and work them around whichever Gossager episodes work for that, you know? It's pretty easy if you say, okay, we need to make five episodes, we've got 10 to pick from, okay, we can make something from there. There's a lot of wiggle room, you know? And people talk about how taking 50 episodes of Gossager, putting in 20 episodes of Power Rangers is a bad idea. I think the problem with that isn't necessarily that they're condensing, since Gossager doesn't have a lot to work with. The problem is that they aren't actually using those episodes that they have to develop said characters. I mean, you could take any old Gossager episode, mold it into what you want it to be, and then say, okay, we're going to give you Jake's backstory in this episode, or Troy's backstory in this episode. And it would be pretty easy for them to make their own story there. But instead, they're just giving us, like MMPR, a random episode. Just, okay, here's, that's what happens. Yeah. And you know, you can do that in MMPR when you get 60 damn episodes in a season and you're making these characters interact with each other and all these side characters that they have, and slowly but surely you're building something. Here, I mean, you've got very precious little bit of time and you're not utilizing it a damn bit.
Yeah. I mean, even if, to me, like, even if they had 40 episodes uninterrupted, I still would feel like by the time we got to episode 6, there'd be some kind of plot, some kind of something that makes me want to check out at least one of the next three episodes. You know what I mean? Like, there'd be something to bring me back other than just, you know, I'm sitting down in front of the TV, you know?
But with
So I might
Megaforce,
as well just watch this Power Ranger thing.
with Megaforce, it feels like if they had twice as many episodes to work with, instead of having three episodes in a row that are just throwaway nothing, we'd have six episodes in a row that are throwaway nothing. Like, they're not. You know, I mean, you don't really need a lot of time to establish good characters. Like I've said before, over the years we've gotten fewer episodes, but you still look at a season like an RPM or a Dino Thunder, which only had 32, 38 episodes, and you can find a ton more character development in those than seasons that have a lot more episodes to them, or even just the same number. You know, you there's the episode count is not the problem. The problem is, yeah, I mean, because most shows out there only get 26 episodes a season, somewhere around there, not many more. And you can still find plenty of half-hour shows out there that develop their characters and make you give a damn about what they're doing, and you understand their relationship without them telling you this is their relationship.
Yeah, the problem really is the selling of the toys and having to make sure that you introduce every single last thing for two full summer, not samurai, sorry, for two full Sentai seasons crammed into, like, well, really it is really one season, right? But, well, just for, you know,
20 episodes.
20 episodes, 40, for 40 episodes. And it really is. That's what it is. It's like, it's even a worse case scenario now. You think we, I thought, crazy. But you have the show way in advance so that you know where to cherry pick here and there. But now, since you're so far ahead, or behind, I guess, if you want to think about it, whatever,
Yeah.
then now it's like, oh, crap. Well, dang, maybe we should just combine seasons now, you know? Instead of being so far behind, let's just combine them and then let's just
Well,
introduce more toys. I don't know if that's just because of Gokaiger, but I wouldn't be surprised if they stay with Nickelodeon if that's the case. You know what I mean?
see, I don't even know if it's entirely the whole toys to introduce, because you take into effect in account here that they're not using Datus whatsoever. They've completely wiped that out. They're most likely not using that stupid ostrich toy. And then remember that other seasons, they would always have to introduce a bike. They would always have to introduce like some like ATV machine. I mean, think about like Dino Thunder. They introduced so much stuff, but it didn't feel like they were always introducing so much stuff. They don't have ton. I know we touched on this before, but they don't have tons of stuff to introduce in Megaforce. It's
They
really
don't,
not that
yeah.
bad because the cards aren't like individual cards that we need to focus on every single week. You introduce the three sets of headers that they did now, and other than that, all we have to do is introduce Robo Knight and his crap quickly, which like one episode, introduce the powered up mode, one episode, and then introduce the final Ultra Zord, one episode. That's about it.
But
Those
think
three
about it. But
things.
think about it. That would have been for 40 episodes. Now we're doing that in 20, and now we're gonna, and then
Yeah.
the next 20, you're gonna be introduced to another set of crap.
Yeah,
So
but that's
it's
a
just, everything
grand
is just,
total.
but no,
That's a
but.
grand total of six things, though, over 20 episodes. Six things over 20 episodes is not that much more than what they normally introduce over 40 episodes when you have Battleizer, bike, ATV, you know, all
Yeah.
this extra powered up mode, all this extra stuff. It's all their Zords individually. And like in Dino Thunder, you'd have to get each individual Zord, and they had four arm attachments. They had the friggin' Stegazord that got its own episode. You know, they had more stuff in general. I mean, the ratios aren't that different. The problem isn't introducing the toys. The problem is integrating said toys into the episodes. You can introduce a toy, but while making it feel like it has a purpose to the overall episode, and it's not just, okay, 5 minutes left, Zord fight, and here's a new Zord. Bam,
Well,
there it
I'm
is.
not. Well,
Boom.
I'm not saying that that isn't the case either. Like, they definitely can integrate stuff better. I understand that. My thing is that even I just feel like the kids are hardly, I don't want to say hardly, because we had them outside of their costumes, but a lot of the times I just feel like a good two-thirds of the show, they're in their costumes fighting, and then we're dealing with the man. I'm just like, instead of like half and half, I feel like more of it is just like, okay, well, we have to use this footage, so let's just get through blah blah blah. Let's introduce this toy, blah blah blah, yada yada yada, go through the motions. Yay, we beat the monster, woo woo.
Well, yeah, it's the same problem they've had since Samurai. They're creatively bankrupt. That's the problem. They refuse to go outside of the realm of what the Sentai did. And that's going to kill them every time.
Yeah, see, I don't know, because people continuously have said, like, oh, they're cramming this and they're cramming that. To me, I don't really feel cramming
No.
some. I don't feel crammed at all, actually, to be honest. I feel like a lot of these episodes are really just empty, and there's a lot of wasted space where there's kind of nothing. And I just keep thinking to myself, like, nothing's happening. Like, I just feel like in Dino Thunder, by the time we got to this point in the season, which was still pretty early, I felt like they had a development of events and like they'd set the characters on a path and things were happening, and while at the same time introducing Super Dino Mode and the freaking ATV, or not the ATV yet, but like the cycles,
Then the
which,
Raptors.
yeah. Which they introduced in the same episode that Tommy morphed, and the same episode that they introduced his Zord. And I like, and there was like the little blue dude with the boxing gloves. And you know what? Like, they introduced so much crap, but at the exact same time as they were telling us important story stuff and making me want to come back to find out what happens to Tommy, to find out what happens to, whatever. So Megaforce has no excuse whatsoever, and Gossager is definitely not an excuse. Who cares what Gossager did? Like, that's not really that important. Write the show. Write a good show.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting because, I mean, next year they're kind of be forced into, I mean, they'll be pre-written, but they'll have ex reasons for why the new stuff is showing up. Like, they're not, when they get the giant lion, they're probably going to have a cameo of God forbid Cole, and you'll be like, okay, that's why we have a giant lion. We have an episode with Cole. Yay! That's
Right.
the benefit for them, is that all the crap that they get is all from stuff that from Seasons Power Rangers actually adapted. So.
Yeah. It doesn't have to have a huge explanation.
Hey, here's
But I
Tori.
guess. Yeah,
Hey, I'm Tori. What's up? Here's a Zord. Peace.
lights.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. For me, I don't know how to explain it. I get what you're saying. I really do. Because this episode, a whole lot of nothing happened. A whole lot of nothing. It was just a bunch of nonsense with flowers and what? I can't. What? What? Yeah. Okay, that got tired really quickly. What? So I get it. I understand. I just feel like. I just also feel like. I don't know. Maybe some episodes I feel like all I'm seeing is just spandex, and then some episodes like this, it's like just wasted time. And then there are some episodes where it's both wasted time and spandex. Maybe
Oh,
that's what it
yeah.
is. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I just feel like they're still not dumb flowers. Can't stand you.
Yeah.
And with the two boring people. Like, this is the time where you come and be like, okay, this is their focus. Let's give them some meat. Let's give them some bread. Let's give them some potatoes. Do something. Mm-hmm. And what we get? Oh, you sound nice. Yeah, my mom, she's dead. Okay. Let's go to school. Okay.
Yeah, and
come back.
And I really thought.
Let's save the day. Okay. Let's do that. Each day when my sun rises, I fall in after black. What? Yeah. That's how you focus on them?
I thought they were going somewhere, like with the whole "oh my mom is whatever." Like I thought that was gonna be like important to the story in some way, but then it's just kind of thrown away, and then instead it's flower power attack. What? Like, and I hate like on like another level. Like I just hate music monster type scenarios, especially when they make people dance. And it's like,
oh, come on now.
Actually, even as a not like even as a kid, I was just like, this is some corny mess. Like, can we please move on?
I know.
When Rangers dance, I'm sorry, that's why.
I love the dancing.
I like when awesome. Rangers dance. I don't care about awesome. Regular people. Rangers, awesome. Yes.
Rangers and foot soldiers dancing, I'm all good with that. I enjoy.
Terrible.
Big fan. But yeah, I think the thing for me is that it just seems like all of this, so many of the scenes where they're not morphed are scenes that only exist to transition us to the next morph scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what I like is the scenes where they just stop and nothing that they're doing has to do with being a Power Ranger. It has to do with them talking to each other. It has to do with them building relationships. It has to do with them telling me why I should care about this person once they finally do morph. And here it's just, okay, we gotta go here. Or, oh, this monster's affecting me. So that's why I'm not gonna do good in the morph footage. Bah! You know, it's soulless.
And I would even take as a actual conflict where she mentions her mother and she is like, when Troy goes after her, be like, look, I got this plan. I think if you sing to them, it'll defeat the monster. I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do this. I don't even take that reused plot. I don't even take that.
For some, I'm not cut out for this.
Everything's great.
I don't know. My mom might not like
it. We don't really mention it.
My mom, she ain't gonna like, I don't know. Do something.
Your mom would be proud.
Your mom is hot. I didn't want to tell you. You know what I'm saying, but you know she's kind of hot and hot chicks.
She's hot. I'm hot. You know.
You know us hot us pretty people. We like people who sing well. All right, let's go. No. Do something.
You know. Okay, and maybe this is just me, and you know how I was brought up, but for me, Power Rangers was the very first show that ever actually addressed the issue of parents being divorced and with Kimberly. And even as a little kid, that kind of made me kind of blew my mind a little bit, where I'm like, wow, they're not perfect, you know? She's got something else going on here. That's they didn't cover it a lot, you know, only two or three episodes, but to me that was kind of interesting, and it showed some sort of conflict outside of these Rangers' perfect little worlds, you know, mm-hmm. where everybody's happy. And I find that stuff endlessly fascinating, even though, you know, we're talking about MMPR, where the characters weren't exactly a lot to write home about. But still, you know,
knew that Kimberly came from a broken home.
Yes, and I thought that was cool. Well, not you know, not cool, but I'm like, yeah, divorce.
Well, you know,
right? Yes,
amazing.
Kimberly's on the street. Awesome.
Yeah,
but it colors the character. It gives her texture.
Yeah.
It makes it interesting. And whereas, you know, if everybody's happy all the time, or it's like brief moment of what emotion, and then let's go to school and then forget about it completely. That's not really
even
very
with,
good.
What's his face? Even with Tommy being a foster kid or an adopted child or something, I was like, okay, all right. In a loner kind of type. All right, okay, fine. I can see that. And and those type of things for people who are supposed to be perfect, and then you give them some imperfect family backstory kind of things, it balances it out a little bit. You know, if you have these perfect people in my face, and then you give them some imperfect people who are gonna give them their origin story kind of thing, then fine, do it. But don't just say, "My mom, she sang this to me." Say, like, you know, "My mom was a hooker or something," or, you know,
I don't know about that.
That's really gonna happen.
Her mom was on this. Her mom was on
she
the
came
street
from the
going.
mean streets of Hartwood County. Like, do something. Like,
Her
I don't know.
mama was on the corner going, "Me so horny."
With
Well,
her
she's Asian.
7-year-old.
She's Asian. What?
Wow. But something. Not if it's not a hooker, escort. Something. Do something. Have something. Don't
Porn star.
just drop the line and then never dress. Watch it never be addressed until, like, I don't know, season two. Watch. Watch. It's not gonna be addressed again.
No, none of these people even have parents. They
No,
they
they're
only exist at
irrelevant.
school. They're just these
Yeah.
characters that
And I
magically.
just. Yeah, and the fact that, like, the singing thing, it's not a huge deal if you do it every once in a while, but, like, the fact that it's revealed at the start of the episode that she can sing, and then at the end it's used to save the day, is just kind of another thing where it's like, oh, of course. Of course you introduce it now when it becomes convenient and useful.
I mean, I'm not going to give them much crap for that because that's kind of always been a Power Rangers thing. Let's be fair. Let's be fair.
Except it's still convenient. Like, we were talking about this, was it the previous episode? Where, like, I almost called her Mia.
Of
Emma
course you
and
did.
Gia. We're best friends, you know, randomly at the start of the episode. And then again, of course, that's the plot, you know, coincidentally, that's the plot again. And it's like, you could very easily have decided that this was going to be something that you were going to use before. Like, Kira, for instance, she's just a singer. That's like part of her character. You know,
Freak
it's
you
not a
out,
randomly
freak you
thing.
out, freak
And
you
even
out.
though we do get to episodes that are specifically about her being a singer, we already knew that going in. You know, like, we don't have to invent it for this week and then forget it. I don't know. I've never been a fan of that sort of, here's my random hobby that you've never heard of before.
There's a fine line because, I mean, there's a difference between here's my hobby and here's a really defining character trait of mine that is going to have to come up again in other episodes. Because, like, I mean, stuff like, "Oh, I'm Kimberly and I love flowers," and, "Oh, I just got attacked by a flower monster. That's a coincidence." Like, that stuff I can let roll off. I'm like,
But
whatever.
it happened with Kimberly, that happened to be a thing of hers that continued on into other episodes. And so you could see, like, oh, okay, this
But
is a thing that's for
it's
her.
also a mi yeah, but again, we can say that in hindsight. It's a minor little trait, you know, that's something that likely doesn't have to ever come up again. But something like, "We're best friends and we've never really shown it until the episode where we
Where
have
we
to
have to
be
show
best
it, and
friends."
then we have
That's
to
the
be
stuff
broken
that
up.
bothers me, you know? But
Yeah.
Yeah, I too don't particularly mind because I know at some, you know, every show, not even just Power Rangers, but shows do this. I mean, they do. The thing about with Megaforce, not with especially with this episode, is that they did it so poorly. At least disguise your obviousness with
Right,
some
a good
kind
story.
of, yeah, that's the thing. It
Yeah,
offended
it's
you
easier
so
to forgive
much,
if the story is good.
right? And this was not good. This was so bad. Like, I for Megaforce for a good point, I'm like, all right, I'm in this. You know, it could be better, but I'm in this. Even the ones I'm just like, oh, really? But this one,
You're in it to win it.
I was ready to fast forward. I'm like, all right, let's go. Because it was so not only boring, but annoying.
Yeah, I think that's the thing for me is this episode was just straight up boring. You know, I didn't see tons of like glaring errors where I was like, okay, that's just dumb. I was just like, good God, just end. You know, I know what's gonna happen.
Right.
Nothing, you know, all it is transition scene to the next time they have to fight the monster. Okay, we know how it's pretty obvious how they're gonna fight it. Okay, let's wait for them to figure out how to fight it. Just nothing, you know, there was just no substance.
That's generic.
The action wasn't that great. It was okay. You know, everything was just it's like a bad porno.
Okay.
Flimsy setup.
Yeah.
Lackluster action.
Lisa, known for her porno habits, watching much of it.
Massive collection.
Because, okay, no, while we're on this vein, right? You have your pornos that, where the meat, we'll just call that, people want to get their meat.
The meat,
And
huh?
they
Yeah, they
don't.
do want their meat. They absolutely
Absolutely.
do. Hey, big sausage pizza delivery.
And they don't mind some really bad setup and what have you because they want their meat. That's all they want to see. But if the setup is bad and the meat's bad,
You don't want bad meat.
then what are we doing? So
Right.
in this case, at least if the story was meh, the action be like, okay, that's a cool fight scene, that's a cool whatever scene, but it wasn't even that. It was noise, and they fought it with a song, and he grew, and there was more noise, and
Money shot.
that was.
Well, no. I mean, I was just flaccid the whole time, really.
Oh,
That's it.
couldn't even get a halvesie.
Just couldn't even. Yeah.
Oh boy. What about
It's not for lack of trying, but
what about when Gia smiled? Hey,
Hi. Thanks.
asking the wrong person.
Well, okay. What about when Troy just stood there and melted?
I don't understand people's interest in Troy. That's all I'm gonna say.
I don't know. I think he's a creeper. Like, don't make fun of Jake for the crap he does with G. He's the creeper.
He follows monsters into the forest. He follows pinkies into the forest. I'm just saying. Just saying.
He's always standing around the forest, all sweaty, and he hasn't even been running.
He has a natural sheen.
Yes.
That's
He
what it is.
trains, quote
He's
unquote,
glistening.
in the forest.
Right. With the water bottles. Yeah. Maybe that's it. It's the water that
Yep.
the a fine mist.
Yes.
He's around them so much, it just gets
Yep.
to his face.
Meanwhile, Gia and Emma are out in the forest working on their daisy chain.
Yes, and the monster is. What was the line again?
Oh, you mean when he got destroyed?
Yes.
Frax said that he's no longer composing, he's decomposing.
It's. I can't. I couldn't. I
I
couldn't.
love that so
I just couldn't.
much.
Because I just. I saw it. I saw it. As soon as he said composing, I'm like, oh no. He's gonna
No,
say
you
he's
didn't.
decomposing. He's gonna say it. He's gonna. Oh, he said it.
I
He
was like, they're not
said it.
really gonna. I mean, that's a little much. Oh, they did it! Oh, they did it!
Saw it
Oh,
from a mile away. I'm like, this is not
I don't
watching
care.
right now.
Bravo. Good line. I
Yeah,
approve.
good line. Great line. Best line. Best part of the entire episode. Besides.
You guys, I can't even with you right now.
Oh, it
And
was.
then, what's his face? What's the admiral? That's what his name? Admiral. It's like,
Valcor.
yeah. And he's like, oh, you both are disappointing me. Like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
He might have a headache.
Goodness.
Take your medicine.
You're both disappointing me. And like, then get off your butt. Do something. Like, what are you doing? You're
Well,
the
I
one who's
guess.
like, yo, this monster's whack. Send him down anyway. What? Come on, please. I can't even with you right now.
At the rate we're going, he might do something
Well,
pretty soon.
looks like next week will be the unofficial conclusion to our first third of the story. I'm guessing, and this is only me, inferring, because I can't even really remember the Ghost Ager episodes that well. I'm guessing next week we're going to get rid of Kreepox. Like, gone. But I believe instead of actually getting rid of Melkor, right, Melkor? They're going to, like, because later on it says he comes back from his cocoon. So instead of destroying
Hibernate or
him,
something.
yeah, instead of destroying him Ghost Ager style, they're gonna keep him around but not bring him back till the end of the season.
I see.
So probably gonna get rid of Kreepox next week, and then the week after it's time for Group 2, Robo Knight, Vrak using his armor. Good stuff.
Yeah,
So
because so far I am not. These insects, I'm really not feeling them at
no.
all.
They're so boring.
Yeah, as much as I mean, as much as I didn't like Ghost Ager, I think the villain groups progressively got better as they went. A little more interesting each time. Nothing
Hopefully.
great, mind you, but they still got a little bit better each time.
None of them were really all that great.
No.
Vrak, Blade Run is decent, but otherwise, I don't really care.
I think we're jumping around now because
Whatever.
the last episode they adapted, I believe, was 9 of Ghost Sager, and now we're going to jump all the way up to 16. So they're done with their random filler, and they're actually going to do something now. Will we care
Which
to?
again makes me confused as, yeah, like, why did they adapt episode 4 of Ghost Ager? Like, they had so many to work with, so many possibilities, and they chose this one. Like, I don't think I would ever have chosen this. Or if I had, I would have changed so much.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, it really seems like okay, this is divided into thirds, so we got 7 episodes to work with. First one's the premiere, last one is the end of the first villain group, the 5 episodes in between, just pick 5 random ones from that span and adapt them. And that's it. And they did.
Stay when the sun rises. Pick that one, because that's a great idea. Yeah, so I believe it's time for us to rate this episode.
Whoa, whoa.
Because really, the last scene, they're in the froyo, and Ernie's all like, "Oh, I recorded that song, that whatever." Because like they're congratulating what's her face, Emma. They were like, "Wow, you have such a great voice! Yeah, I
So
love
good,
it. It's
Emma.
so good, Emma." And Ernie was like, "Here you go. Here's some freeness. Oh yeah, I'm gonna play you the tune that I really love." They were like, "Yeah, we were just talking about that."
Ernie's doing a really good job. He gives away free food and he plays music that clearly everybody hates. I mean, he's really running a Cracker Jack operation.
Well, they loved him, I
We're only
guess.
moments away from Lieutenant Stone taking over. How great would that be?
Yo, if at the actual Lieutenant Stone came back, what?
Hells
No, no.
yes!
Oh, come on. You know it'll be Filipino Lieutenant Stone. Come on.
El Stono. El Stono! Muy bueno!
And I'll talk exactly like that, yeah. Try my new pizza shake or something. Or my burrito shake.
No,
Well, maybe that's better.
Joe Gusto!
I want Lieutenant Stone. Come back.
Hells yeah!
First cameo. Let's do it.
Yes, I would kill for some Lieutenant Stone action. Oh, it'd be so good.
Oh, goodness. All right. What I'm going to rate it. Let's rate it.
Two.
Two.
Word?
Word.
Yeah.
Lock down.
Word?
Crappy two. Weak two. You're lucky you're not a one. Move on.
Word?
Basically, this was
Yo.
bad. It was terrible.
Really? Okay. Y'all being nice. I'm giving this a one.
It takes a lot for me to give something one.
Yo, dude, I was straight up bored and I wanted to fast forward.
I know, but I need
What?
to be like actively offended multiple
I
times.
think I was.
Like, this isn't just boring. This is awful, like really, really like inconsistencies, stupid, out of character crap, stuff like that.
And did you just lie right here? 'Cause this is all what I felt. Because come on, not Gia and one line from a villain is not gonna save this episode. I'm sorry. This was ridiculous. You have random magical powers that were never explained ever in life. You have a moment where you could get some actual development from two characters who don't have any development whatsoever. Okay? And then you have a really, really bad monster.
Hey,
This poor
I
cat
like the
shit.
monster.
I can't take it. I can't. I cannot. This is a one. And like you said from last week, maybe we were too nice with Samurai and got me giving them tools and stuff when we're really supposed to be giving one. So let's go. I am not looking back. This
I'll
crap is a one.
this is the closest I've come to giving a one so far in Megaforce. Definitely the closest I've come. I was very much considering it.
Because this episode is not needed, for real. This episode clearly not needed. And I won. I want my 30 minutes back. Or sorry, 23 minutes, 22 minutes, whatever. Like, I want it back. This was a waste of time for me. I'm just bored out of my mind. I can't take it. So you get a one. That's
Literally
not a surprise.
like 4 hours ago, I almost started watching this episode a second time, and I got through maybe 2 minutes, and I just said, nope, close. Close.
Yeah, I
Nope.
wasn't about to do that. I considered it. I was like, and then I was like, okay, maybe I'll just look at a couple clips to refresh. And I was like, you know,
I'm good.
I don't think I want to do that. Yeah. We're good. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
just watched Megaforce 3 times. Now we're down to 2. This is not good.
Although, I would like it if somebody could provide a GIF of Mr. Burly dancing. I would like that. We can get that of him dancing. I'd appreciate it. I want to see him bust a move.
Every day I'm shuffling.
And then I'll put him up against my boy from Kiva,
Oppa Gangnam Style.
doing his street dancing. I'll put him right next to each other.
Harlem
Do
Shake.
the Harlem Shake, I was gonna say.
Do the Harlem Shake.
I'm surprised, y'all. I am. I know you're saying close to one. I'm flat out one, done.
You just reminded me. I saw like last week, on Conan O'Brien. He was sitting there, and the black guy on his writing staff was sitting in the corner, you know, like the naughty corner in a chair. And then they're like, "What happened?" "Conan put me in the corner." "Why did he put you in the corner?" "Because I tried to make a Harlem Shake video." Then they cut to them actually trying to do it, and Conan yelling at everybody and firing everyone while they're in their cupcake costumes or whatever. Or, I don't know. Good times. I like me some Harlem Shake.
Harlem Shake. It's not actually the Harlem Shake, but
Oh,
whatever.
yes. Everybody says that. Yes. I always hear, "It's actually the Harlem Shake." Whatever. Shut up.
Has Saban done their version yet?
I'm waiting.
Oh,
Yeah.
right.
Just.
They haven't done that yet. You'd think they would have. Oh. Flash Mob Harlem Shake.
Upload that shit.
I'm gonna upload this.
My goodness. So let's talk about things that we actually may enjoy. Because that was draining for Megaforce. That was like a half an hour too long with the
Tristan,
session.
did you watch the new the Fours movie, the newest one?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Like weeks ago. It was a movie.
I thought it was pretty decent. I thought it was good. Got some more Jasmine action. She's everywhere.
Yes, she is
Cannot get rid of
everywhere.
her. Well, she's in that. She's in Killrooger. She's in that crazy new movie with Hurricane Pink and Blue, I mean. You see that?
Right.
Have you seen that? The trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer, no.
It's Travelers. It's her, and they're like, it's a Koichi movie, so you know it's gonna be
Right.
good. You know it's gonna
Right.
be good because it's Koichi's and explode. It's all explosions. It's all them like shooting guns, people bleeding, and explosions, and more explosions. And oh, I hope somebody subtitles that.
I'm sure somebody will.
Explosion.
I didn't realize there was a trailer.
Lots of explosions. But I say that all because the new Forz movie had technically the first appearance of our boy Wizard.
Right. I forgot about that.
Right, his
Yeah.
first official appearance.
His official awkward, strange appearance that doesn't quite match up.
Well, that's kind of how they do it now, where it's just walks in, "Hey, here I am." And he had a weird
Yes.
voice. They messed up his voice. It was weird.
Yeah. You have some bad guys that are completely irrelevant that you need to be taken out. All right. I'll do it.
You a Kamen Rider? What's a Kamen Rider? It's somebody who saves the world. Okay, I'm a Kamen Rider. Boom. Boom.
Kamen Rider Wizard, that's it.
Ah, good times. And now we segue into talking about Kamen Rider Wizard.
Yay!
The
It's magical
much
showtime!
pushed back discussion of Kamen Rider Wizard.
Right. Of the first, like, what, three episodes that we got? Is that
Well,
where we are?
the much anticipated discussion
Only
of
about 3 months behind.
look,
Right, this is
here.
season two now, officially.
But anywho, it's been a while since we talked about the wizards, so we want to break it down for y'all.
We
Ooh.
still enjoy the wizards, we just have been talking about other things.
And a lot of new things came out and things. Yeah. So look, break it down, right? So we have episode 14 to 19. Episode 14 is where it started out with the introduction, because he gets a lot of these new dragon powers and things and all this other stuff. And you got the blue one, and then later on the yellow one. And then we went episode around 16-ish. We got the new wizard coming in, trying to eat some peeps. And yeah, so there's a lot of there's some
Kamen
meat.
Rider Beast.
That's right, my boy Beast.
Yes, there's some meat. There's some meat to be talked about here. So I want to start out with your thoughts on this Kamen Rider Beast guy thing going on.
I think I only have one major problem with him, and that's that in general, the sight of mayonnaise disgusts me. Personally, I hate it. I don't like looking at it. I don't like
Yes.
smelling it. I want it nowhere near me. So when you've got this weird dude who's putting it on everything, I kind of want to look away from my computer when he does stuff with his mayonnaise.
I honestly do. Yeah. For real. Like, not joking.
I
Like,
like a mayonnaise and I want to look
disgusting.
away. That's
It's.
how disgusting that looks.
Yeah.
And it's not just like
Yeah.
dabs, a little smear here. It's like
My
a
God.
whole tube on your food. I can't, it's disgusting. It's
It's
disgusting.
on like we have to clarify, like, it's on donuts, it's on like
He's
stuff
putting
where you
it,
would
yeah, in a big
never.
stew. He just starts jamming it in there. Just disgusting. Absolutely. Is shish kebab?
It's so gross. Cause it's like you'll be ready to eat something, and then you'll just be like, you know what'll make this better,
Right,
and
and
it
that's another thing. It's
just
not like he just
spread
puts
the
it on
crap
his
onto your
food. He's
food.
gonna put it on your food too. What? Oh my gosh, no.
Seriously, sometimes when I'm watching like old like my, catching up on my tokusatsu, I sometimes eat. I don't eat when I watch Wizard, but I know he's gonna do something that's gonna make me want to throw up.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's.
he, oh, he, and and here's my thing. I liked how, when he was introduced, you thought like, okay, well, he wants to eat, and he's really hungry and starving. I was thinking, okay, so he's a hobo, he needs some food, and then. When Haruto tries to save him, he's like, "Why you ended up my meal?" I thought, like, okay, like he's kind of crazy because he's trying to save your life, and yet you are angry that he's interrupting your meal. What? But then flippity flip flips, the flippity doos is like, no, I'm also a Kamen Rider and I wanted me to eat some bad people so that I can survive. That I liked. That was cool. Okay? I like when they do the flippity-doos with the double entendres and you ain't really expecting where they're going with it. That's fine, Megaforce. Take notes.
Take notes.
Mega Force. Okay. So that's fine. It's the whole, I don't know if it's like a Japanese thing where like the Japanese comedy where let's jam really disgusting food in my face.
Well, they always tend to give the second rider some sort of weird quirk. You know, everybody has to have a quirk. And his is his mayonnaise. That's just his thing. You see, it's funny because it's a thing that most people don't do.
But I mean, he is. I mean, I think it's very intentional that like Haruto, even though he's not completely serious, he's still fairly serious. So to offset that, you get wacky, ridiculous guy.
That tends to be what they do with the two riders, and then in Sentai with the Red Ranger and the Sixth Ranger, is they always make one of them serious. Usually the first one actually is the goofier one, but and then the other one is goofy. Personally, I prefer it when the first one's serious and the second one's the goofy one. I think that tends to make for the better stories, but that just is always how it runs. So Haruto's the more serious guy, so of course you have to have wacky with his mayonnaise and his pea hair. Just run
His
in and
bouffant.
yes,
Ugh, yeah.
his urine stained hair,
I
yes.
don't know what that is, yeah.
The haircut is, and the hairstyle is what makes it look terrible.
Right. The color I don't really mind. It's just like, what is that on your head right now? What is that?
Yeah, and I do like how he is so, he's not too wacky. Like I don't mind him. Besides, if we took away the mayonnaise thing, I do actually like this character because if it was way too wacky, if it was guy wacky,
Oh,
then
Kokai
we would
Silva.
have problems.
You leave Guy alone,
We would have
okay?
some serious issues, my friend. Okay, so I didn't mind him, and the whole thing where the Phantom, I forgot his name though, the fortune teller guy, but when he was trying to figure out what his despair is or whatever, and mayonnaise guy is all like, "Yo, my despair is my hope, son. Like, yo, I'm living on this edge. I'm
You're living
right. I'm loving it,
Stop it.
loving it."
Yes. He sees every like bad thing as a chance. It's his chance to do something crazy good or whatever, or
Well, to eat, really.
yes. He's like, "Oh."
So I do like him. It was just the mayonnaise thing that kind of grossed me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love his suit. I love his
I
suit.
like his suit and the shoulder thingies.
Yes.
I hate the green one. Hate.
Oh.
That's the green one looks the worst. It really does.
Yeah.
Kamaleo. Because it's a really
Kamaleo.
bad shade of green. If it was like a darker green, I could be on board. But the shoulder things, they look better in motion.
Buffer. Well, yeah.
In motion.
I guess the green thing, it matches his eyes, so that's a thing. Yeah, they're fine. It's kind of a weird, I don't know what you call it, form change, upgrade, I don't know. I've never really seen that, where it's like, here's my
Fofo.
short.
What?
Is your what?
Cool.
Oh, you disappeared for a second there, Tristan.
Uno?
You disappeared for a second there.
What? Oh, for.
Just to repeat, there was a shoulder. Go ahead, your shoulder thing.
I don't even know what the
You know,
hell.
take two.
There is no take two. Forget it.
Oh gosh, you are so.
Oh, we lost the magic.
Oh
Oh no.
jeez.
It's done.
Anywho, I don't. I actually. I mean, and okay, and then the capes. I hit it for like a nanosecond, and I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. It's fine. The cape on his shoulder. Meh. I mean, because I just
Like
see it
double.
getting in the way,
It's
but
like double in his tiny little random cape. Wee.
yeah. So I actually like the suit. I didn't mind the suit. I didn't, you know, fine, it's great, grew on me, fine, cool, whatever. It's fine. And even the way in which he was so worried about dying, he will believe anybody, even when Medusa's all like, y'all, that dude lying to you, all right? Like, he
Right.
really wants to eat those bad people too, and he just wants to keep you away from eating them. Did he tell you that if we don't produce more phantoms, that you don't get to survive? Did he tell you that? He was like, no. All right, so even though I look really evil right now and stuff, you gonna believe me, right?
Right. I'm clearly evil,
I am clearly
but
evil.
you're
So
desperate,
believe me.
so.
I find it really interesting that the guy who's, you know, the wackier of the two, I don't want to really say wacky, but you know, the more lighthearted of the two is the one who, this is like a life or death situation to him.
Basically.
He's the one that's in it deep. Not the friggin' main character who's all, oh, I'm super serious.
Don't make fun of Haruto. Don't you dare. Don't dare, kid.
Well, comparison.
Don't dare.
Like,
Haruto is a cool guy, all right? He's
yes.
serious, but yo, when that chick for the Christmas episode was dressed up as little Santa's helper,
Oh, Rinko-chan.
he was bawling. He was just
Clapping.
like
Oh, snap.
he's like, I can't even look at you, I'll laugh, yo.
I love me some Rinko-chan. Big fan.
The Christmas episode, I really expected to not like it at all. I ended up really enjoying it and thinking it was like one of the better ones, or like, you know, memorable to me. I don't know. It was good. And I think part of it is just because it took one episode to finish. It didn't take up.
I was surprised they did that back to back. They did the one episodes that they only needed one episode to introduce Beast too. I thought that was nice that they changed it up a little bit.
Yes.
The Christmas episode, I wasn't expecting to laugh out loud, but when even the first scene where like her boss or whatever is telling her like, yes, you're the only one in a costume because you need to learn your lesson and blah 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 and yada 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 and be like, and blah blah, and then the other two come in and be like, yo, are you sexually harassing her? What?
Oh yeah,
You
that's right. Yeah,
need to come with me.
and
Come
they
with
beat him
us.
down.
Yes.
And she's like, "Sneak, sneak, sneak! I'm out of here."
I laughed out loud because in the background they're like beating him, like they pat him on the butt and carry him away. Oh, it was great. It was great. It was great. I love that. Love that. So yeah,
That's a good one.
even with yeah, Megaforce saying you can make a funny episode and still have a story, Megaforce. God help me, I
Yeah,
hate you.
seriously.
You know? So yeah, I mean with what's his real name? What's the beast's real name? Not mayonnaise. What's his name?
Kosuke.
Man, those.
Kosuke.
Kosuke?
Kosuke.
All right,
Yeah.
I'm calling mayonnaise because it's better. Anyway,
Kosuke.
Wow.
yo, so Mayo. He has a life and
Mayo.
death thing going on. I mean, and I'm kind of confused of how he found his power. Right? Was he just digging and then he found the belt or something?
He wanted to be archaeologist guy.
Okay.
Right, and he found it. It's supposed to be like an ancient, a pr or like a primitive wizard
Yeah, they
thing.
called him like primordial mage or something like that. So,
I got you.
OG powers.
So he gets the powers and he's just like, oh, what? Wait, not wait. I have to eat people to survive. Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Sounds like a good idea.
That's because he's Naruto and he has a giant evil demon inside of him. So he needs to feed it. Just like Haruto, except Haruto's dragon is more under control, so I guess he's cool.
Don't we all? Don't we all
Yes.
have a demon inside of us?
We all have nine-tailed demon foxes inside of us, yes.
We need to feed it.
Oh,
They have
goodness.
needs. Anyway.
You know, but my thing is like I was thinking that the monster, the fortune teller guy, I forgot his name, but when his venom was gonna affect Haruto, I was like, oh, what? He's gonna die slowly? Oh my goodness, this is gonna be a thing, and he's gonna have to like overcome it somehow. But then Beast is like, I got a ring, I can heal you. Boop, done.
Yeah, as soon as he got poisoned, I'm like, well, this is gonna be a two part, and it wasn't.
Yep. Like, what?
Like, they gotta wait till the second part for them to cure his poison magically, but no.
Nope.
Beast is all busted there, and is like, what's up, dolphin? Boom.
Yeah, he gets cured by a dolphin. Okay, I'm like, all right. Like, what? I was kind of like, oh. And I'm thinking, that was like, wah, wah. Because I'm thinking, oh, snap. He finally got him. Oh, what? He can't even morph or henshin or transform or whatever you want to call it. And this is going to be good. And it's like, nope, got a ring for that. I'm good.
But I love it. Well, I loved how it was supposed to be like some big tragic thing they discussed back at their base, and then friggin' Beast is like, oh, you're in trouble too? Here's a little bit for
right.
you. Good? Boom.
Right, yeah.
Right. I like it, just because it's like, it's something Haruto couldn't do, whereas Kosuke could, like, he just comes in and immediately fixes it.
Yeah, it immediately established, at least in one way, why Beast is different, and why he's important, and why he's not just an extra body. You know, so that's good. It works.
I guess. I didn't like that part.
I didn't like the dolphin. Stupid.
No, I actually like the dolphin. It's purple. It's pretty. But, I just thought that, I thought the venom thing was going to be more.
Serious.
Yeah, it was going to be more, not detrimental. Oh, gosh. It was going to be more, what's the word, man? I'm losing my words.
Still searching for words.
But you know what I mean. I thought it was gonna be like, you're gonna be on the edge of your seat, like, oh, I don't know what's gonna happen. No, but it was really like a way for Beast to show off. Like, nope, I'm good. I got that covered.
See, yeah. See, from the perspective of somebody who watches Kamen Rider constantly, to me, I just immediately thought, oh, that's the cliffhanger. That's the, because right. It's two-parters, you know. And to me, like, I immediately kind of rolled my eyes at those because I don't really like them. It's the same thing as like, oh, I captured Junpei. Feel dramatic about this, and then immediately fix it in the next episode. Like, So when they don't do that and they undercut that expectation, it's like, oh, well, that's awesome.
By the way, these people are getting captured a lot.
Yes.
Let's be real. This is happening a lot. These two, Shunpei and friggin' Rinko-chan, they are just, capture magnets.
Lisa hasn't seen. But they both get captured again.
Well, they've both been captured. Spoiler. before this yeah. point, too, I believe. So, yeah. I mean, they're...
It happens a lot.
They're fodder. They're there to give him a reason to do stuff.
Well, the other, there was another part of the meat was that he was getting his new dragon rings and powers, and he rounding off his power.
His collection.
One of them was given by creepy phantom guy.
Yeah, that's the thing, is we're still not sure about, because you got the evil white dude, and then you got the white mage guy too, who's hanging around.
Right.
Still not sure about either one of them, or if they're the same person.
Dun dun dun!
You don't know. You don't know.
Because okay, the wise man or whatever, he's in his bed. He sits up. He takes out the blue stone, magic stone, from his chest, puts it on the bed, lays it there. And one of those little animal things goes over to the base and is like, yo, look, follow me. And leads the chick to find the blue stone. Like, and I'm like,
just
wait
there.
It's just there. And I'm like, wait, but this, isn't this the evil people's lair? Well,
and that's
but then
the thing,
later on.
The yellow stone, the same thing happens. Another bad guy gives them the stone.
Right. So you have wise man in the background
Sounds
later
like
on
really
being like,
on
ha
here.
Ha ha, this is what I wanted to happen. Ha 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 ha.
Well, right. I don't know how deep the plan goes, but clearly, I mean, it has something to do with the fact that every time he uses these power ups, like every time he gets a stronger power, he's calling on more energy from the evil dragon inside of him. So I'm guessing they're trying to do this slowly but surely to make it overwhelm him, where he pulls out too much power that the dragon takes over, and which
That
would
kind of.
drive him into despair as like the biggest, strongest, evilest monster phantom guy of all time.
That, and in addition to fighting the Phoenix and making sure that he busts out all the dragon stuff so that the Phoenix gets stronger and stronger and stronger until you can't beat him.
Yep.
But then again, is this the point where he gets the thingy on his arm?
No.
Just get
No.
okay. No thingy yet. Never mind then. Never mind.
No. Well, lots of things have happened since the episodes that you stopped watching. I guess, so.
Oh, I want to get to the arm thingy because it further supports the idea.
Yeah, for real.
Damn, at
I'm gonna
least.
get to the point where they explain it. Get to it already. Damn it.
It's just, there's just a, and then Medusa, she seems like she has her own plans too. Medusa's kind of being like, no, you are not gonna attack him or her. No, you are gonna do what I say. And Phoenix is like, you know what? Let me do what I do. Shut up, lady. Leave me alone.
She's the
'Cause,
boss.
you
Well, maybe it's just, but the creepy dude, the guy with the hat that gave him the yellow stone, for some reason he reminds me of Jake from Fours. I don't know what it is. He makes
Well,
me.
he's always smiling.
He's always, he got the hair, he's got the similar hair, and he's always jumping around like a freak job. Like, it's Jake. What are you doing, Jake? You crazy little bastard.
No.
Just
He
weird.
kind of, I don't know, he reminds me of a lot of the villains from not Fours, Fives, that's it. Where they're just weird people. They just show up and look at you and smile. It's
You mean, oh, you mean like regular villains or like the people that they always have 50 million misunderstandings with?
No, not them. No,
Oh.
just like I guess Monsters of the Week or like see Fives did it differently though, because there was a bunch of monsters that showed up a lot and not just in little two-parters and died.
Yeah, it seems like how when are these those two-parters where it always seems to go through the same formula. It seems like they hit like what time would you say? Probably around Deno time, maybe.
Yeah, and that's when it became like so
Yeah.
specific.
Where was always where from then on it seems like it's always been two-parters and the story was almost always wrapped up for the most part after those, and then they just moved on to a new story. It's just I wish they would get out of that rut, you know? But
I don't, I mean, I like sunsets as much as the next guy, but I don't need to see them walking off into it every single part two, you know?
And that's the thing is you're always sitting there like, okay, at the end of part one, like what wacky thing is gonna happen that will be a cliffhanger? Who's gonna get captured? Who's gonna get hurt?
That's
Who's gonna be
poisoned.
thrown into the water or something? Or dropped off a building? Something's gonna happen. You know? Okay, there it is. All right. Yeah. Too formulaic.
At least Wizard tries every once in a while to like break up the monotony. Is that
Yeah,
weird?
we've had a couple. We've had a couple. So, anything else painstakingly important?
Painstakingly important. What I found a little tragic was that instead of your normal, okay, well, ooh, that's the gate. We gotta protect the gate from the people, yada yada yada. Gate don't know that they're a gate. They have some hope that they have, then it gets crushed or whatever, or it doesn't get crushed because that's not the real hope, blah blah blah, all that stuff. Instead of that, with the director kind of arc, he was a phantom all along, the whole time, and that little chick, little side piece, wanted to see the movie, not because she just wants to see a movie. She wants to see her love. She wants to see her love's masterpiece.
I think, that's something I think they do. They should delve into more, which they did a little bit in episodes you haven't seen yet, Lisa. But they should. They have these people that get turned into phantoms, and they still look like the people they used to be. And you're like, okay, they knew people in the past. Bring them in, show what happens. Show that there's consequences that it affects other people outside of them, like I knew this person and then they just randomly disappeared and then they come back and they're kind of a what happened? I do really enjoy that they explored it in the directing two-parter.
And they wanted to shield her from finding out that he is a phantom.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where, like, they thought, okay, look, he moved to America, y'all. And, so yes. He ain't gonna come back, though. Just letting you know.
Or call you, or write.
Or email. Not at all. So, just leave him alone. Give him some space. And, someday. Just leave him, alone.
I remember that actually caused a little bit of debate among fans of, like, did Haruto do the right thing lying to this chick? Because he basically killed him. Not really, because he was already dead. The real version of the guy, but whatever. He killed what was left and lied and said, oh, he just went to America. Was that the right thing to do? Or was that,
Part of me, wants to believe that she figured it out, and didn't say anything.
Right.
How stupid can you be? Come on.
I mean, she is, hurt.
Put two and two together, Or maybe she knows she just doesn't want to accept it, but she in deep inside she's like, I gotcha.
But my thing is this, right? With the artist, okay? And even with a lot of them too. Their hope was lost, right? They lost their hope. Then what's-his-face went into their brain, their mind, their world, defeated the monster, came out, boom, done. So why don't you just let her have her hope be lost? You go in there, you boom, 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 fight, beat it up, come out.
Just assume you can win, I guess.
Assume you can win. And be done. Instead of having this, somehow, someday she'll find out, lose her hope, you won't be around, and...
Well, I think by then the idea is that it won't crush her. She'll have
She'll have moved on and possibly have a boyfriend. She won't be creepy stalker girl that's still pining for a dude.
She ain't gonna find another boyfriend unless that other boyfriend is yet another filmmaker who can't see that she can't act and just wanted some peace and put her in a movie. Because that chick that movie, that was terrible. I don't know what the heck was going on with that. You telling somebody off and you smiling? Like, what?
I think that was kind of the point, that she wasn't a good actress. There's a reason why she hasn't had a job since then.
Right, but she don't realize that. I thought she was going to realize that. I thought, yo... Wow, I'm terrible.
Well, that's kind of the sweet thing, is that he was the one person that believed in her, even despite all the mounting evidence otherwise, that she could, that she was worthy of the role, that she could do something, when it really it was just some crappy little indie movie that nobody would ever see, that, but it meant something to her.
She's addicted to lies. That's what it is.
Yes, mm-hmm. Like
tell
Mia.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Your cooking is great, Mia.
Oh, really?
Thank you! I'm going to make the best wife ever!
God.
By my Prince Charming!
pardon me. I did like that. Even though I personally think, just tell her, let her lose her hope. Boom, boom, boom.
That's what they always do. It's nice that they didn't do what they always do.
I know. I did start out saying.
Wouldn't it be great if they just did what they always do? It was super cool. Yeah, awesome. All right.
Or they need to save that CGI budget.
Gosh. Those monsters look so terrible.
They look awful.
Look so bad. That's like worse than the first MMPR movie bad. Like, it's...
Oh, you should see the CGI in that movie trailer I was talking about, Travelers. It's even worse. Like hardcore worse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very shiny, cartoony robots.
So bad.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I remember, well, okay, when Dragon Knight was, CW, whatever, and I remember, I'm like, wow, that CG, it's kind of rough. But I'm thinking, okay, well, it was from a show that was back in the 2000, early 2000s, was it?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, fine, I forgive it. But this is 2013. This this what's
Step it
your
up.
what's your excuse? Like, you guys, okay, save the budget on the donuts. Put it into CGI.
Donut fund needs to step up its game.
Oh my gosh. Goodness. So yeah, I think overall I'm glad that Wizard is around because
You got your wizard, you got your crow ruger, you're
okay,
good to go.
let's not get too carried away.
Hey. Hey now.
Get too carried away. Okay. Right. Now if you said I have my wizard, I have my Go Busters.
You've got
Next
your
week.
crow ruger. And next week you get your boy Ramirez showing up. It'll be great.
We're just going to save that for another day.
Oh, it'll be a good day.
Save it for another day. But yeah, but so far, Wizard, I like you. I like where you're going. Even with your quirks, I like your quirks better than other seasons' quirks. So.
Yeah, so far this is my favorite Kamen Rider since Double.
Yeah, probably, yeah, actually.
Since the Double. Although I really did like Force. I really did. I was surprised how much I liked Force.
I was doubly surprised how much I liked
Oh, I know.
Force.
Tristan don't like that comedy. He don't like the yuck-yucks.
The yuck
Not to that extreme, jeez, but it somehow worked.
yucks.
God.
Heard her damn puppet. Hiyabusa-kun!
Oh my God. Crazy chick.
Although I wish I could wink and salute and hear ba-ding, ba-ding whenever I did that. How great would that
Yep.
be? Ba-ding, ba-ding! That was
Salute.
that's now that's king right there. That's king.
Yes,
You Daigo,
that's the
that's
king.
king.
Right.
Bing, bing.
Give him a gun.
Hell yeah. Power. Bing. Good old
Oh, the samba. I can't.
Samba.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean, can you imagine, like, I'm watching Wizard and I'm going to go back and go watch Kyuri. No.
You like it. Don't even play. You know you like it.
I mean, it's not bad.
And three is another good episode, so you'll be fine.
It is actually. I liked it.
Yeah. Got some green action. Come on.
It's not Go Busters.
No,
That.
it's not Go Busters, but it's good in its own completely different respect.
Yes, there's one completely different.
I
Wow.
just imagine like the villains trying to interact with the Go Buster villains, like how completely that just wouldn't work.
Just enter just looking at them like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and Enter friggin' dressed like a maid and a bear, and he still is not as like random little dude with his sprinkler can, little watering can, going.
Lucky.
Yeah, or crazy chick, keep smiling.
It's like, I don't think I want to smile.
Crying. Crying nightman. Where?
Wow. I. Wow. Well. Yeah.
Keep smiling.
I can't.
Keep smiling, yo.
But yeah, I think that was it, right? There was no news, right? Nothing really happened, right?
Let me think. I don't think so.
Not really.
Surprised we haven't seen pictures of any more one-off Killroogers yet, though. Maybe they're going to space them out.
Suspense.
Who could be next? After Kyoryu Cyan.
It's Filipino Lieutenant Stone.
Yeah, we...
That would make my day.
Kyoryu Tagalog.
Oh.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh my gosh. And then throw some Koreans in there.
Ooh. Yeah, why not? Some barbecue.
Get some singing Koreans, you know what I mean? Get that K-pop in there.
K-pop, yep.
They could get some random Dan Southworth in there. Come on. Get some Dan Southworth in there. Just showing up for B Kyoru.
That would be so cool. That's what they should do. That's what Sentai needs. Let's be real right here, right? Instead of, you're random, like, Power Ranger cameos in the regular Power Ranger show. No! Have Power Ranger cameos in the Sentai! That's what we need.
And, like, three people understand what the hell that is.
It's all good. It's all good. Okay. It's fine. Just get all you need. Look, everybody knows the originals, right? So just get some...
You know they're just going to use Japan's one black guy as a ranger. They'll bring him back.
Yes, it's Zach. Except not really. Zach let himself go.
The guy who was the cat in Wizard.
Right, right.
He'll sleep and say, I'm Zach. Hip hop keto.
Hip hop keto, jive turkey.
But that'd be so cool, right? Have like a little ranger cameo up in the center. What? That'd be hot.
You need Tommy to have another color?
He could be cyan.
No.
Violet. Whatever color that they come up with. That would be funny. But no, but I think, you know, I think, honestly, almost any ranger, they make a cameo in Sentai, I'll be up on that.
Benta?
Almost Benta. Any ranger. I said almost.
Show you Benta!
Steal everything. All the batteries, all the... You just casually walk away. It's like... Where the hell is my...
All the batteries are gone. And my wallet. What?
Wow, the black guy must have done it.
You know what? I actually like that idea.
Spread that wolf of that crafty Kyoryu Kenya. He's at it again.
Kyoryu Kenya.
Man, you know, cut back and bring back one of them Mall Force people.
Well,
Danny and Max. Kyoryu Max! Kyoryu Danny! Never give up! This episode was longer than I thought. We talked a lot on the Megaforce.
Yeah.
Longer than I thought.
What's up with that?
It's more disgust, really.
It's just total revulsion.
So mad. I'm so mad. Like, you know how, like, you're disappointed? Even though I saw the decline, I was just disappointed. Like, I was really rooting for you, and you wouldn't give me crap, yo. Come on.
That was... Okay, well, our review is over, but I was actually going to say, and I completely forgot in the moment, was that I was sort of starting to feel, like, the air going out of the balloon, like, a lot in the last couple weeks, and it was just sort of like, and I guess I mentioned a little bit of it as like, but yeah, this kind of just feels like Samurai, except slightly tweaked.
Except yeah, except you got like Gia and Jake there to make sure it's not 100% awful.
Right. So yeah. This season has two good ones instead of one. So
yeah.
But yeah, it's just kind of like
yeah, like well. I didn't like the premiere, but I thought the second episode was pretty damn good. Third episode was okay, and then since then, 4, 5, and 6 have just gotten progressively worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
disappointing.
It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be like this. This cast can, except for. Well, you know, but this overall, I can deal with this cast. Like, I can live with y'all. Like,
yeah,
we are all right. So, it's the writing.
Just let them do it's the
writing.
Something.
Yeah, it's completely the writing. It has to be because this is you're. What are we watching? I was mad. I was like
nothing.
And it's the first, I mean, I didn't even, this wasn't on purpose because I was just really busy on Saturday, but I normally be like, oh man, I want to watch the new episode of Megaforce, you know, and oh man, I can't be home, whatever, blah, 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 blah. For some reason, I just wasn't rushing to watch it. I don't know why. I never knew the summary. I didn't read anybody's reviews on it or anything. Just something in my mind was just like, I'll watch it on Sunday. It's fine. You know? And I watched it. I'm just like, this is why. I just felt the decline, and I'm just like, Megaforce. No.
And it's, I've kind of been fighting the urge to say so, but like, Kyoryuger, right? Okay, ridiculous show, silly, crazy, horrible suits, but I kind of feel like, I mean, especially after watching the third episode, like in 3 episodes. Versus Megaforce's 6, Kyoryuger has better characters, more interesting, and I feel like I know more about them. Even though it's so fast paced and so crazy, but somehow I still get more out of the tiny little bits because well, what to put in there.
And that's the thing is we talk about how you don't need to throw things in your face, like the Black Ranger. I still feel like I know more about him than a lot of the Megaforce cast, despite the fact that I haven't seen his focus episode yet. It's just been on his reactions to other things. You know, just the simple thrown in little pieces here and there. I still understand his character at least decently well. Like, obviously I'll learn a lot more with this new episode, but still, you know, they've defined him a little bit. You know, you don't have to say, okay, it's your focus episode, so now we're finally going to show you with any personality whatsoever. You know, you can do it little bits here and there, so that by the time we get to it, we at least have a frame to work off of.
Yes, and it's not a complete surprise, you know, who he is. You know, you're going to tell us in episode 4 or whatever.
We already know he's a playboy that likes his juicy hamburger.
Yes, he likes to throw his sausage around.
And that's right. Yeah, right. And the the worst offender really is Troy. With that though, I mean, he's the one that's been getting the drops here and there and here and there in every episode, and we still don't know anything about him.
And that's the worst thing is that they've got stuff to work off of. He's having crazy dreams. He's the new kid in town. You can work off of that pretty easily. And create some good stories for him. How have they not addressed either one of those? And he's had a focus episode.
Yeah.
And neither one of those have been touched.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Are they so afraid? Or are they so, like, are they so concerned about let's have a squeaky clean image for our leader?
That they have a squeaky clean image for every single damn cast member, just like they did with Samurai. Like, what happened to my Red Ranger doesn't know if he can lead episode that we always have every season? Where'd that go? You can't even bust that old chestnut out? Do something? Because at least it would make sense for this guy. since he's
actually
new.
Yeah, even though I don't particularly love that cliche, like,
at least it makes sense for the rookie Red Ranger that the other four like all know each other,
right? They just met this guy. Drama. Huh. Hello. Like,
yeah,
that's an easy out for drama. Like, come on. Practically handing it to you.
Instead, his episode, he was the one talking down to somebody the whole time, giving them lessons, and as if he'd been doing this forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Depressing. I hate. I can't. I'm mad. Because it started 3.
Yeah.
For me, started 3, and then slowly.